it's all about Art Prize. And yes, we are going to be putting the spotlight on Art Prize here very shortly. Does it open September 23rd? Gypsy Schindler, good morning to you, Gypsy.
Good morning.
Tell me about you.
I just recently moved back to Grand Rapids, and I am, this project's volunteer advocate. I am just helping these guys out. It was their project, and I think it's a really great project to be involved with, and I'm personally connected to it as well, so I'm happy to be here.
Brianna Bauchrichter?
Bauchrichter.
Bauchrichter, tell us about your involvement.
I am actually the curator of the project. Nicole and I are in the graduate drawing program at Kendall together, and I wrote a proposal for the City Parks Curators Program and asked her if she wanted to be my artist for it.
And Nicole Riley, you are on the line. Good morning to you, Nicole. Tell us about you.
Good morning. I am working with Brianna. I am indeed a graduate student, drawing student at Kendall. And Brianna graciously came to me and asked me to be her artist, and that's where this all sort of started. She'd seen my work in class and thought it would be great to put out in a public venue.
You bet, and here we go, September 23rd, the beginnings of Art Prize, but I have a feeling you'll be hanging out on the Blue Bridge before that. What is your art, Nicole?
It is an installation piece with a bit of time based in it as well. It will be 25 frames, stainless steel frames, that throughout the course of Art Prize will be adding silk banners, if you will, and on the banners will be individual stories of people who have survived childhood sexual abuse. Volunteer stories that have been given to me in the past few months that will be screen printed on these banners. They will be screen printed with a light sensitive ink that upon exposure to the sun, they will essentially come to light, much like these stories do as one approaches trying to find some peace within themselves. When you're ready to look at them, when they're ready to evolve, when you're ready to talk about them. So I hoped it was a place for people of like stories or similar situations to come together and use this space as an awareness and a place to find peace and go from there.
Yeah. Brianna, what's your take on the exhibition?
It's very similar. Of what Nicole's talking about revealing and finding peace, I saw her work develop in this light when we had critiques together, and I thought about work that she had talked about maybe doing, but also what goes into a public installation and how it has to be something that I think can be more interactive with the community, and that was part of what she had talked about, was reaching out and gathering stories of people that, outside of herself, because she had started with sharing her own stories, and I saw it as a really great opportunity to not only bring awareness to her work, which I feel is really strong and powerful work, but also I think make the people feel more connected to the work and connected to the people that are making work, and connect artists to the people that we're hoping to approach artwork, you know?
All right, Gypsy, artist and adjunct instructor, your seal of approval here?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, you know, I've been involved in this project for a little while. I've been making work of my own about this subject, about childhood sexual abuse, and have, you know, experienced the effects of sharing my story myself and telling it many, many times. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, there's a quote by Jan LaVanzant that Nicole has used, I think, on a previous postcard that talks about if you share your story with others, it gives them the power to share their story as well. And I think that's the power of this project, is that, you know, a solidarity can really help people not feel so alone. And so part of it is about the healing for the survivors. But then I think it's also, the great thing about it is that it educates and informs the public as to the fact that this goes on. Everybody knows this goes on, but it's not something that you need to be ashamed of in talking about. And then it's also something that we need to be informed about. And we have gone to many organizations in the public, such as the YWCA, and they have a huge counseling center and, you know, group support systems. And so part of the project, too, is to educate the public and inform the public as to where they can go to get services for this if they need to.
So, Nicole, at this point, do you need any stories? And you're asking us to share our bits as an interactive component of the exhibit?
Yes, I would. I am still collecting stories and still in that process. And people can do so anonymously. They can also participate in hanging their own banner if that's something they'd like to do. We have a few people that are doing that as well. But yeah, definitely a collection of stories. And if you want to be a part of it, if you just, you don't have to tell me who you are. We've arranged so that I don't have to know where you're coming from or who you are. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, how do we get those stories to you?
Well, I've been handing them out to places around town, little packets that kind of have what you need. I could leave them at the studio as well if that was one, if somebody wanted to just come grab them from there. If not, you can contact me on my website, through my website, I believe. It's NicoleRileyArt.com. That's N-I-C-H-O-L-E, RileyArt.com. Or my email is ms.nicolereilly@gmail.com. You can email me if you're comfortable doing that, and I will send you a packet.
Great. Nicole, again, thanks for, at least the Blue Bridge is known for its traffic, and we know that you'll touch many lives. Thank you for that. Final words from you, Brianna?
Yeah, I would just like to encourage people, if you feel like it's that time in your healing journey to share, we would love to have you be a part of it and have it serve you. And also, we do have a couple last-minute connections that we've been making that we would like to promote, such as Wedgwood Christian Services and their Manasseh Project. We will be on the air with them on television next week talking about the combination between our project and theirs, which also will be part of the Blue Candle Prayer Walk to raise awareness for human trafficking in West Michigan.
Gypsy, take us home.
Okay, well, I'm just really excited about this project, and if you're at all interested, listening right now, at all interested in just checking it out, even if you're not ready to participate, or if you are, just come down and check it out.
On the Blue Bridge, unveiling the Blue Bridge Project, thanks to my guests, artists, all of you, Nicole Riley, Gypsy Schindler, and Brianna Bauchrichter.
Bauchrichter.
Thanks, ladies. Our prize right around the corner. Thanks.